New Way, Stanley Steamer, Burgess, Aqua, B&B Carpet, Dual Carpet, Dave's Carpet.
What?
Blue Diamond Carpet.
Then why is my phone finding me and not yours?
Associated with cleaning services by Brian.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm right here with you, Brian.
Did it ring?
Yes, right now it just passed you directly through me. Did you just dial the 877 number, or did you put my extension?
I put the 877. So the other problem, did you find me? So here's the problem. My phone,
like 35th on the list.
So Mike here lives in Macomb, and he just looked me up on his phone because he lives right here. I'm 30, what number?
35th on the list.
35th on the list.
Scroll all the way down to search for the 35th person.
Okay, and what was the search that he did?
Carpet cleaning, Macomb, Michigan.
Okay. Have him put carpet cleaning near me. Because Macomb, it's a county. A county is huge. A county could be 2 hours, 3 hour distance, an hour
distance.
I'm going to
count
how
many till I sign them.
So every time you search with a county, you're always going to get different results. Right now, you're showing up 35th. Tomorrow, you could show up 10th. Day after, 15th. Another day, you could be on second place. Since it's a county, that one's going to be, it varies a lot more.
He's not on there yet.
21 and he's not. So if I go back to mine, I'm on there because I'm associated with it, he says.
Going to show up on yours.
Let me grab this. Don't go anywhere.
There. Yep, still here with you?
Yeah, so now if I go to that, so I'll go to hold on.
Right now, what city are you guys in?
Macomb. What's the zip code? 48044. That's my biggest area. Huh? 11 now? So, but why is it now? So I'm not.
So here's the list, right? Watch. Carpet cleaners near me. And then it says show more. If I do show more, you're not on there. But if I keep scrolling up past the map and keep going and going and going.
I'm under Blue Diamond.
You're right there. But if I click this show more, which most people are going to do, you're not on that list.
Oh, yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You mean doing that? 13. I'm 13. You mean not show more?
Right.
Don't go to that?
Click, but if you click show more, click that.
So if I go to show.
That list. Sure. Well, now you got to keep scrolling up. People are going to pick the first 10. They're not
right.
Going to keep going through them.
No, I wouldn't either.
If they did in the first 10, they make it work.
Yeah, I'm all the way down 11, 12. All right, thank you. I don't know. I don't think this is working right.
It's just how LSEO works, Brian. For example, right now, I'm searching up carpet.
For how many years now? How come all these other guys are showing up all the time, every day? I'm headed to Shelby right now. I'll do the same thing, and I won't even show up again.
It always shows up differently for everybody. It depends on a lot of things, Brian. We always try to keep it as consistent as we can. What's helping you rank a lot better, too, is the Google Verify. But, for example, me, I'm searching you up in carpet cleaning Macomb City, and I'm getting different results than you, right? you showed up on 13th place on your end. And for me, you're showing up lower. You're showing up on the 20th place. And still on the first page, right? But on the 20th place. It's constantly going to be changing. Like, for example, there's businesses that have Google Verified, right? And for example, the way Google Verified works, the more budget you have, the easier it is for you to rank. Because Google Verified, usually when you're more than 50% done with your budget, it either stops the ad automatically or it pauses it for a couple of hours, a couple of days, so you don't spend your budget immediately, right? That's why a lot of people usually do the Google Verified with a big budget. That way, regardless of what's going on, they're always going to be on the sponsored section and they're always going to be ranking, right? But there's a lot of variables, Brian, that yesterday you were on the first page. Right now, you're ranking a little bit differently, right? But it's always going to be changing. For you to be number one or top five every single time, I could guarantee you that it's not possible for any business.
So I might as well not even do this and just do my basic SEO and say, screw this on my own, and then just do newspaper coupon ads.
I mean, by all means, you could definitely do that, Brian. 100% you could definitely do that.
Because nothing's working that you're doing at all. For weeks I haven't gotten any calls, really. If you look at my chart.
I'm seeing it differently. I'm actually seeing that you have been getting calls, right? You got a call yesterday. No, not yesterday. The 29th. You had two
that
on the 29th.
That was a deep cleaning. I don't know how they got the deep cleaning.
Yes, but they're finding you, Brian. They're finding you on Google. They're finding you on Google because you're ranking on Google, Brian. Now, regarding the actual words and everything that we have for you, deep cleaning is one of them, Brian. Like I mentioned, like by all means, you could definitely, like I understand you 100%. I don't want to pester you. I don't want to seem like I'm pressuring you or anything like that. By all means, if you feel like you need to part ways, you could definitely do that, Brian. But what I'm trying to explain is how the service works, right? And how we're helping you rank and how people are reaching out to you. Now, because somebody reached out to you for carpet cleaning, that is one of the words that we're using to promote you, to help you rank, right? So you could always rank. And regarding the words, like the search phrases that we have, you could rank differently for each search phrase as well. So if you search yourself up with carpet cleaning, let's say today you're first place, right? But if you search yourself up with rug cleaning, grout cleaning, or some sort of other service, you could show up in 10th, 15th place. Like it depends on the search phrases. It depends where you're at. It depends how LSEO is working that day. That's why we work on this on a daily basis. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna wait for him to send me a message so I could check things out, or I'm gonna check things out every 2 days or once a week or anything like that. No, we have to constantly be monitoring and checking it out because it's constantly changing. And for you to be ranking as consistent as possible, that's something that we have to do on a daily basis.
All right. I gotta talk to some, I gotta figure this out then. Okay. But let's just leave this right now then. I don't know what to say. But let's just drop this right now.
Okay. I understand, Brian.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I need to figure out where I'm at on this and talk to a couple guys that are into this too, see what they tell me, my old guy.
By all means, all I ask of you, Brian, is is to inform yourself properly where they're located, what services they have specifically, how much are they actually paying. There's a lot of variables, right?
But the paying, even the rank, you shouldn't have to pay. If that's the case, then why I'm not ranking in top five if I'm going to pay so much money? How do they get on the top five?
For example, for Google Verified, if you want the most consistent positioning to always show up
Google
on the sponsorship.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But even if it's Google Verified, it's still Google. So when somebody searches it up and it's Google, the sponsored section is before anything organic. So it's sponsored section first, and it's still Google. It's just going to have big bold letters that it says sponsored, but the thing that shows up always on first place is the sponsored section. And yes,
well, if I
Google
go right
website,
now, so if I go right now at the top, it says sponsored carpet cleaning. If I click on that right now,
who's showing up right there on the sponsored?
Dow Cleaning, Green Mitt and Chem Drive, Shine Tech Carpet, Michigan Top Carpet Cleaning, Crystal Clean Z, Insider Disinfecting.
So the sponsor section is the one that's directly below it. The one directly below, that's the person that's paying the most money on Google Verified to stay on the sponsored section.
Let me see.
The person that's
so
directly
saying,
under
yeah.
the sponsored.
Yeah, these two, yeah, so you got Dow's, Green Mitten, Shine Tech, Michigan Top Cleaning, Chris, I see. You don't even have to click on it.
Yep, exactly. Those are the ones that are paying the most money specifically on Google Verified to have a consistent positioning, right? So those are people that have a bigger budget specifically on Google Verified. If you have a bigger budget on Google Verified, you're always going to be there, and you're always going to be ranking.
So
those
so
are
how
people
do I
that
get
maintain
Macomb.
Their budgets.
So how much to be in Macomb like that? Just pick one city, Macomb, 48044.
Then we could focus specifically on Macomb City, not the county itself, because the county is huge. We focus specifically on Macomb City. And you're going to be ranking there, but
I don't know where Macomb City is. You can't do by zip code.
Yeah, we could do by zip code too.
So how much to do 48044?
48044.
Yes.
Oh, that's right in the center, too. Yeah, we could focus on that. The area is just going to be way smaller. Because for bigger areas, like when we did the Macomb County that we did all the adjustments, because we had even a bigger area than we had previously, right? Than we have right now.
Okay.
Right now, the biggest area that you have is Macomb County. It's a big square. It's a huge square right there, right? If we take
but
away.
What if you do 48044? So what's the price just to concentrate on 48044 just for shifts?
It's not about a price. It's about maintaining a budget. It's about having the budget there. For example, let me see. Look, I'm going to run a little test really quick for Google Verified, specifically on Macomb. Hold on. For Macomb, the estimated budget is from $364 to $559. Ideally, $559. And right now,
a day or a week?
That's a monthly budget. That's a monthly budget. But then, depending how it behaves during that month, it could possibly even be less, but it could possibly be more. Depending how fast the budget runs out, then we could be looking into more or we could be looking into less. For example, right now, though, your budget is, I'm pretty sure it's very near that. Your budget right now is $418. So if anything from $418 to $559, that's like a little bit over $100 more.
But that's in many areas. That's in multiple areas. Right?
Correct. At the end of the day, for Google Verified, the more budget you have, it's just always the better. But then again, it's always what's within your possibilities, right? But, like, for example, people that are showing up in the sponsored session, I could at least guarantee you that. If they're showing up on the sponsored session consistently, they are paying more than $559 for sure.
I don't know. So even if I did the 48044, doesn't mean that it's gonna be in the top five, right? With those sponsor
If we target specifically that zip code or that city, yes, you are gonna be ranking a lot easier, right? Right now we're targeting several areas. And it's always based off proximity, too. It's always based off proximity. So from where you're at, that's where everything parts.
Yeah, I don't. But you're still saying that's not going to work if I pay more for Macomb to get business out of here.
No, I am saying it is going to work. And you are going to be ranking. But at the end of the day, you're going to be ranking differently from people that are actually located right there in Macomb.
Hmm. Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know how someone heard me all the way down in, I forgot what city I was in, Harper.
Yeah. Yeah, usually the people that are there, they're either passing by, they're actually near you, and they do a search near there, or they just see the ad and they don't pay attention to what state or city it's located in. But for example, Macomb, I mean, to be honest, like even where you're located, it's not far from Macomb, and it's not far from that zip code that you provided either. It's pretty much right there.
So is that considered Google Verified if people call me again then?
It depends if they're actually clicking on the ad or if they just found you organically.
So how are they billing me if they click on the ad?
If they click on the ad, they're billing you if they try to contact you.
Only if they try to contact me?
Exactly, yeah. They don't bill you if they click on the ad. They could click on the ad all they want. But if they actually try and contact you directly through Google, that's when they bill you. But if they reach out to you for some nonsense or an actual service that you don't provide, well, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And what are we going to target? You can only target carpet cleaning or tile, one item, or no?
No, we're targeting several items.
So we can do several items if we did 480-4844.
Of course.
You're saying.
And honestly, that's already within the area that we're in. Like we're targeting Macomb County. Macomb County is big, right? But
right.
It goes from where you're located, and then it goes outwards. And even going outwards, Macomb is right. It's really close by. You just have to give it some time for it to optimize, for it to start reflecting better. That's why I'm saying it's like, yes, you can just, you know what, here's this so amount of money and just help me rank. That is possible, right? But at the end of the day, if you're showing up on Google, you want to show up on Google properly, it's consistency and persistence. For Google, it's not like Yelp or Angie's or pages that you're, or like hell, even Facebook, right? Those are pages that you show up momentarily, you pay a set amount, and it's a contract or you're fighting for a lead. Yes, you're getting leads, you're getting this and that, but long term, just how these other businesses are, like for Google, you have to be consistent. You have to be there.
Yeah, because right now what we're doing isn't really paying off, because I ain't getting shit for calls that are worth a shit to make any money. You know, I stay busy doing referrals. That's the only business I've been doing, referrals and repeat over the years. You know, that's all I've been doing, it seems like.
And that might be the majority of calls that you're going to be getting in the meantime. But for long term, you do have to stay consistent with Google. Like for example, just the other day, I like I mentioned, since I'm checking your calls and I'm checking everything out, just the other day, a client called you back because you didn't send them an estimate, right? So, and it's a new client, right? So if it's a new client and you didn't send them an estimate because you were focusing on a long-term client, the long-term client's going to be there. They're going to stay there. You provide them a splendid service probably, and they're happy with that, right? But you need to start focusing on new clientele so those new clients could refer more new clients. So
that was a $550 job. I did that yesterday for them, if that's the client.
I don't know. I just remember that a client called back and
yeah, that's the one. That's the one it was. That was the client.
Okay, see,
you know, those are good because there was a $550 job. I know that's the one.
Okay,
because that's the only one that was waiting for an estimate for their landlord.
Okay, that's great. See, now, it's always going to vary, Brian. Like, for example, today could be a bad day. The day of tomorrow, you could start getting clients again. But you have to be persistent. You have to be consistent with this. It's like we have to be on it. Like right now, we barely have what? We're 3 months in the service.
Not a lot of jobs.
Yeah, not a lot of jobs because most.
What if I Stanley Steamer and I have 25 trucks? Or some of these guys have 4 or 5 trucks. They'd be broke right now, bankrupt.
They might, but it varies with everybody, Brian. It varies absolutely with everybody.
Hmm. Right, so all the areas I have to spend $500?
It's the same in all the areas, Brian. Right now you're pretty much up there. We're 418 on the budget. $100 wouldn't really make much of a difference, honestly.
$100.
Well, not if I want to be, not if I want to be right in Macomb, or what if I wanted to do Macomb and Sterling Heights, 48044 and then Sterling Heights.
So the thing is, you are there, Brian, and we are promoting you there. Google Verified is working in those areas too. Google Verified is working specifically in those areas too. But for if you want to be consistent on the sponsor section, it has to be more than $500, right? But then again, I don't want you to feel pressured, and I don't want you to just spend money like that if the service is actually working. Yes, like you said, maybe you're not seeing the results immediately or that frequently. Why? Because we're barely 3 months in. For you, it might seem like a lot, but the way this service works and how LSEO works, you're not gonna get a lot of feedback in the first 3 months. Yes, you can. I'm not saying you can't, but it's a long-term service, Brian. It's a long-term service. And
yeah, I might as well do coupons then. Back to my coupons like I used to do once in a while. Pay per click.
And that's exactly what I'm telling you, and I respect that, right? If you want to go that way, by all means, you definitely can. But in order to stick with this service and actually be willing to do it, you need to understand how it works, and it's a long-term service. There are going to be ups and downs. Doesn't mean we can't fix it. Like I mentioned, we're always on it. We're always on top of it. But it's a long-term service, Brian.
So then why do different people SEO? There's guys charging $99, $100, $200, $300, $800, $3,000 for SEO. Why does everybody have prices up and down the scale all over the board?
Because absolutely everything's different. For example, if we're speaking in the thousands, just right now in the morning, a client increased his budget for $2,000 more, right? But why did he increase it for $2,000 more? He's spending his budget. His budget is being spent, right? So he's investing more on it. So the more budgets you have, the more opportunities and the more possibility that you have to get more clients and to be consistent on the sponsored section brand. For other companies that are charging a lot less, honestly, I can't speak for those. But usually when a company charges a lot more, for LSEO, I guarantee you it has to be either Google Ads or Google Verified, because those are the only two things that actually work on Google and that Google has. The only difference is one's pay-per-click and one you pay for a valid client.
Oh, okay. I know.
All right.
If, like, by all means, Brian, do your due diligence. I'm not trying to retain you. Like I said, I'm not trying to pressure you to anything. I just want you to understand how the service works, right? That way, if you understand how the service works, you could understand a bit more the results that we're giving you, right? All the data, everything, all the data that's on Google, you can see it right there on your dashboard. It's the exact same data. We just put everything in one single place so you have access to that. You don't have to go here. You don't have to go there. But all the data is right there on the dashboard. You can check that out. Independently, if you even go to another company, it's the same process. LSEO is a long-term service, Brian.
So you're saying because I switched my other guy that I've been with for a long time, I got to start all over again is what you're saying? I thought it didn't matter.
It's not really starting all over. It's just if you change to another company, let's say just tomorrow, right? You don't necessarily have to start all over, but they implement different strategies. the moment that they might want to change something, it might ask you for a re-verification, or it could suspend your Google temporarily. Don't get scared, right? Just because they suspend it, like, it's pretty easy to get the suspension off. That's something that we work on, that another company would work on if they take over, right? But it's common things that happen, right? It's not necessarily starting over from scratch, because you're practically immediately having someone else take over, but it's different strategies. It's completely different, right? So once they start working on it, you have to wait for their results once again, right? And it's easier when someone takes over. Why? Because it's already advanced. Like, for example, if we take over someone and your Google account's already verified, right there, we're not wasting time on verifying the account. Right there, the account's already verified, so we could start working on the account a lot faster. It's the same for another company that takes over. They don't have to verify your Google business page or anything like that. They could get straight to working, like the same thing. And the only thing that happens is the strategies that they do or whatever they do, right?
Okay. All right. Let me let this soak in and figure out if I want to switch to one area, or I kind of want to just do two areas.
Just think about it. Do your due diligence.
But I'm spreading it out, though, right?
Yes.
So listen, if we're this big of an area, we're spreading the money out too far, then I should just, the 418, I should just chop it down to only a couple of areas.
We could do that too. Instead of focusing on a full county, we could just focus on specific zip codes or specific cities as well. Like I could remove the whole county, the whole Macomb County, and instead of working on that big, which is actually, it's a big square, Macomb County pretty much. Instead of focusing on that big square, we could focus on specific areas and just target those specific areas too. But again, you have to wait for it to optimize suit, right? So once we make that change, you have to wait for it to, like, yes, the change is immediate, but you have to wait for it to marinate, I guess you could say, right? You have to wait for it to update and optimize properly a week or two.
So if I only do 5 zip codes, that'll be better than 100 or however many I'm doing? If we're doing all cities, there's a lot of zip codes in all these different cities.
For LSEO, yes. For Google Verified, I'd recommend for you to keep Macomb County. That way we still target that whole area. It's way better, since at the end of the day, it's a paid service. So if we could target that whole area, it's best. But for example, for LSEO, we could definitely just target those specific zip codes and cities.
For the verified?
Yes.
So verified, so you're saying verified, we want less cities to be verified in, correct?
No, it's backwards. For verified, we want more. For LSEO, less works better.
What the hell? LSEO. But I thought but the problem is you're taking 400, just say you're taking 500 and you're spreading 500. If you want to give, I don't know, say I have 5,000 pieces of candy and I want to give every household, I'm not going to have 5,000 to give out to everybody in the whole Metro Detroit area. But if I got only 3 cities, I might have enough for 4 cities. I might be able to give more to those. So it doesn't, for paid advertising, it doesn't work that way?
No, it wouldn't work that way. Because at the end of the day, for example, paid advertisement, you have a whole area that you do service, right? you're actually within the range and possibilities of servicing those areas. So with the paid service, we target all that area, and there's more opportunity of somebody seeing your ad and saying, oh, look, he's on the sponsored section. I want to go with Cleaning Services by Brian. Compared to focusing on a small area, it's less people that are going to see you on the paid service, right? So it's less opportunity. So for the paid service, more opportunity, as long as you're within the range and you can handle the business, it's always better.
Mm. Okay. So what should I do? Leave it the way it is?
Yes. If I'm completely honest with you, I'd leave it the way it is. Right now, I'd leave it the way it is. If anything, for example, on the normal LSEO, right now we have... On the normal LSEO, the only change that I'd be recommending would be to remove the county. Right? Instead of removing the county, we stick with the cities. But even then, I'd still wait some time before we make that change.
Right. So just leave it as is, and then right now, everything.
Yes.
Don't touch anything.
Yes, I'd leave it the way it is.
All right. All right, let me think about it. It's just a lot to think about.
Of course, definitely. No worries.
Like I said, the phone used to ring in the old days a lot. It's just, today I've gotten quite a few scam calls, but that's not through your number. It was through, you know, my number for credit card processing and stuff like that.
Unfortunately, that's pretty common.
Well, okay. All right, just leave it right now. Let me figure out what I'm gonna do here.
All right.
Let me think about it.
Either way, I'll keep monitoring everything. If I do have any big update or anything like that, I'll be reaching out. You shouldn't. So regarding when you call, right? For example, right now that you were calling and that it hung up, when you call, it sends you directly to me. But if I'm on a call...
That's the problem, and it just drops.
Yes, that's exactly when it's going to drop. When I'm in a call, so when it rings and the call just drops, that's because I'm in a call.
So why? You can't leave a message. How do I know you're on another phone call just because it drops? Why would that system be set up like this? And then I can go to another phone and get through to somebody to talk to.
No worries. I'm gonna check that directly with IT because
we already checked that before.
Yes, but before it was different. So before I thought it was just like any call that you were just going through and it just hung up like that, right? So I have to go to the IT and I have to explain them that it's like, yes, he goes through, but when I'm in the call, instead of him going to another colleague of mine, the call drops when he should be going to another colleague or whoever is available at the moment.
Right, but it doesn't do that.
Exactly.
So 12 was two times. I called twice, nothing. And then, I've called more than that because I went on, it must not register. I went on your website to look in it. I kept clicking on the number. That must not work that way if I just click on a website. So if I click on your website, the number and hit call, because I called you more, it only says twice. Today at 12:12, 26 seconds. 12:12 is when I tried calling you guys.
Yep, that's when I have the missed call on my end as well, that I was on a call.
Right, and it doesn't do nothing except click and hang up.
Plus 13 is showing up on my end.
And then I know I called you from other numbers off your website. Maybe it goes to a different number.
Yeah, because that, like I mentioned, that shouldn't be happening because I'm almost 100% sure one of my colleagues was available and he did not get the call. So I'll check that out, why it's not rerouting to anyone, because you did not put an extension, right? You just called the number directly?
I can't even put an extension. It doesn't ask for an extension.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. If you got someone to call, you can call them, and then I'll try to call you and see if you can switch over. That's the only thing I can say, and I can let you know what happens. Will that work if you do that?
We could try it, but honestly, I'm just going to go directly with IT because it just shouldn't be happening like this at all. Like, if I'm not available, it should be patching you through to someone who is available. It shouldn't just be hanging up like that immediately. That it just should not be working like that at all.
Yeah, that's why I got pissed. It was just dead. I couldn't even call anybody. Nobody would answer. It goes dead. Even on your chat number, it was doing that to my phone. Dead.
Yeah.